leading the news this morning. A 13-year-old girl is the latest victim of Sydney's gun violence. She was shot in the back when several bullets were fired into a house at Blacktown at the city's west. She's now in a stable condition in hospital. Two men have died and three have been injured in a spate of shootings in Sydney over the past fortnight. A Melbourne police officer is in hospital after he was impaled on a fence at St Kilda. The 35-year-old officer was investigating an alarm at a house just after 1:30 this morning. It's believed he was trying to jump a pool fence when his leg was pierced. He suffered serious injuries to his calf. Up to 100,000 people are expected to flock to Flemington today for the running of the Melbourne Cup. The field is one of the most open in years. Trainer Gay Waterhouse is hoping to snare her first Cup victory, with the imported stayer Fiorente firming as favourite. Analysts agree it's a safe bet. The Reserve Bank will keep interest rates on hold when it meets today. Improvements in jobs figures and retail sales, as well as rising house prices, virtually guarantee the official rate will stay at 2.5%. And a defiant Mohamed Morsi has gone on trial amid tight security in Egypt. Mr. Morsi, who was ousted last July, insisted he remains the legitimate president. He and 14 other Muslim Brotherhood members face charges of inciting violence that led to the deaths of protesters.